And we have common experience in this great hour of worship.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，很高兴跟你们在一起。我们这同样都是我们敬拜里面一个伟大的经验。
I must take the opportunity of expressing my appreciation and gratitude for this retreat.
我利用这个机会来感谢大家，让我有机会来参加这个退休会。
And I have come to realize and also appreciate your warm-heartedness and your genuine love to the Lord, which I am really very grateful for that.
也感谢你们的爱心跟对神的那种真实的爱，我是很感激。
Now as we turn to the Lord with our heart and mind, especially from the Word of God which we should now reading,
请打开主的话语。
The book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 through 8, I would like you to read with me.
在以赛亚书第六章一到八节，我们一起来读。
You have English or Chinese or whatever version you have.Shall we just read together?
我们同声来读。
In the that year of King Uzziah, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, or with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to one another,And said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.The second passage is from the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 4.
请我们再看彼得前书第四章。
Let me just read it first English and then Chinese, and I would like you to follow our reading.
Chapter 4. 彼得前书第四章第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
Of the first Peter. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special giftEmploy it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks, let him speak, as it were, the utterances of God. Whoever serves, let him do so as by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs to the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
彼得前书四章七节，万物的结局尽了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此确实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
As now we are worshiping, we try to understand a very good vision of worship, which is recorded in Isaiah chapter 6.
当我们现在敬拜的时候，我们试着要来看到一个敬拜的一个美的意象，就是在以赛亚书第六章那里记载的。
When Isaiah worshipped the Lord, he saw the vision.
当以赛亚敬拜神的时候，他看到那个异象。
Sometimes we call this as the inaugural vision of Isaiah. He sensed the call of God in that particular occasion.
以赛在这个意象里面，他看听见神的呼召。
And I have mentioned yesterday, as we worship, we must have something which we are able to see, something with which we are able to hear, something we are able to touch.
昨天我提到说，我们在敬拜里面的时候，我们需要一些事情是我们可以看得见，我们可以摸得到，可以听得见的。
We need an object lesson in our worship experience.
我们需要在我们敬拜经验里面有些客观的一些学习，
实物教材，
一些实物教材。
When Isaiah worshipped the Lord, he saw the vision, and he saw in the vision something revealed to him very important special lessons.
他在那意象里面，他看见神向他启示，他也学到一些很重要的功课。
He saw the glory of God.
他看见神的荣耀。
He saw the glorious God, high and exalted.
他看见那最荣耀的神是那样高高被提高起来。
He saw the glorious Lord on His throne, and He, the Lord, is worthy to be worshipped.
他看见荣耀的神坐在宝座上面，他是配得我们敬拜跟颂赞的。
And the glory of God was filled in that house.
那神的荣耀充满了整个圣殿。
And then His attention.Was focused on Seraphim.
然后他的注意力就集中在撒拉佛身上。
Because Seraphim was standing there.
因为撒拉佛侍立在那里。
And Seraphim had the ministry of singing praises.
撒拉佛有一个音乐的一个侍奉。
And not only they did have a ministry of praise, but they also have ministry of mediation.
他们在那音乐赞美的侍奉，他们那也有中保的侍奉。
Because they talkThe burning coal to cleanse to touch the lips of Isaiah, so Isaiah not only had the awareness of a sin, but also had the consciousness of being forgiven.
因为撒拉佛用一个火炭来沾那个以赛亚的嘴，让他有那种罪的感觉以及被赦免的感觉。
Isaiah saw and heard and experienced.
以赛亚他看见了，他听见，他也经历到了。
We too, in this morning hour, as we worship the Lord, we should see something, and we should hear some words, and we should really experience the presence of God.
今天早晨同样，我们也是一样，应该我们要看见一些，看见神，我们要听到他的声音，要经历到神的同在。
And especially when Isaiah saw Seraphim, he really learned something.
特别是当以赛亚他看到撒拉佛的时候，他真是学到一些功课。
Seraphim had six wings.
撒拉佛有六个翅膀。
Each seraph has six wings.
每一个撒拉佛都有六个翅膀。
With two, he covered his face.
两个翅膀遮脸。
With two, he covered his feet.
两个翅膀遮脚。
With two, he flew.
两个翅膀飞翔。
Interesting enough, because it divided into three parts.
也就是他把它分成三部分。
With two covered face, it means reverence, awesomeness.
那种用翅膀遮脸，象征一种敬虔，一种敬畏。
To the Lord，
向着神。
We must be reverent。
我们必须要敬虔。
With two feet, with two wings, cover the feet。
两个翅膀遮脚。
Humility，
那是一种谦卑的象征。
We must have our genuine humbleness and humility in our experience of fellowship with one with another。
当彼此交通的时候，我们必须要有那种真是谦卑的那种经验。
With two, he flew。
两个翅膀飞翔。
Diligence，
勤勉。
He must serve the Lord and serve his fellow beings.
他必须来侍奉神，侍奉他的同伴。
Is this quite true that as we worship, we should have a threefold experience?
同样在我们侍奉，在敬拜的时候，也应该有三重的经验。
To God, reverence.
对神要敬虔。
To our fellow Christians, humility.
对我们同胞弟兄姐妹要谦卑。
And diligence as we serve.
当我们侍奉的时候，我们应该勤勉。
This is threefold of our discipline in our experience.
这是在我们经验里面的三重的经历。
In the grace, grace of the Lord, we should discipline ourselves.
在神的恩典里面，我们必须这样操练我们自己。
Worship is a discipline.
敬拜呢是一种操练。
Reverence,
敬虔。
Fellowship is a discipline.
交通也是一种操练。
Humility,
谦卑。
Ministry is a discipline.
侍奉也是一种操练。
Diligence.
勤勉。
So we base on these particular aspects.
所以我们以这些为根基。
And we learn what we should do today.
我们学习我们今天应该怎么样来做。
Now of course you understand Isaiah not only understand how great the forgiving love of God is.
当然知道以赛亚他不但经历到神赦罪的爱是何等的大。
And after he was being forgiven, he heard the voice of God.
在他被赦免以后，他听见了主的声音。
And then he responded.
然后他对神有所反应。
Here am I, send me.
我在这里，请差遣我。
We too, we should respond to the love of God, the loving voice of God.
我们也同样要对神那慈爱的声音有所反应。
May God help us and lead us through His words.
求神帮助我们，也引导他们的最后他的话引导我们。
Now let's turn to First Peter chapter 4.
我们再看彼得前书第四章。
We can see these threefold discipline of our life.
我们一样再看到我们生活里面三重的操练。
Verse 7 of chapter 4,
四章的七节。
The end of all things at end, therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
We must have our discipline of personal and private devotion.
我们必须要我们个人的私下那种灵修的操练。
I have already mentioned we must have a discipline of solitude.
我已经提过，我们必须要独处的操练。
As we are in solitude, we may have time to meditate, and we may have time to pray.
当我们在独处的时候，我们就会有时间来梦想，有时间来祷告。
And we may have time to study.
我们有时间来研究。
To exercise our spiritual and mental capacity, which God has given to us.
把我们属灵的心智的能力统统把它运作出来。
So that we may be in more intimate and closer relationship with God.
以至于我们可以跟神更亲密的交通。
The end of all things is at hand.
万物的结局近了。
Why did Peter mention that?
为什么彼得提这个事情呢？
Because Peter has a great and keen consciousness of historical situation.
因为彼得他对那种历史的光景有一个很认真的一个认识跟了解。
During that time, it was very much in a chaotic and confusion.
因为这个时代是一个很混乱的一个时代。
And in that situation, Peter really had a great burden to tell the fellow Christians how much they should pay attention to their spiritual sensitivity and sensibility.
所以在那个时候，彼得他就是很强调对他的弟兄姐妹说到那种属灵的那种敏感性的重要性。
And he called their attention that they must have the sense of urgency.
他提醒他们必须要有迫切的感觉。
My beloved, you and I also need to have a real sense of urgency.
弟兄们，我们是一样要那种迫切的感觉。
The end of all things is at end.
万物的结局近了。
We must have a sense of eschatological hope. This is the last time. This is the last period of history.
我们应该那种在末世的盼望，这是已经是末世的，是历史的末了了。
We know that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Are we ready for His second advent?
我们知道已经基督即将快来，我们是已经准备好他第二次的再来。
I should encourage you to read Old Testament.
我再一次鼓励你们来多读旧约。
The more you understand the Old Testament prophets, the more keen at your spiritual awareness of eschatological situation.
你越是了解旧约的话，你会对那个末世的光景会越明白，越认识。
Anytime when you read the Old Testament prophets,
一旦你读旧约的先知书
，you will realize that they have a historical consciousness.
你会看到他们对历史一个意识到
We Christians need to have a historical consciousness.
我们必须有那种历史性的意识
Knowing that we are living here and now in that particular age and in particular environment.
知道我们在这个特殊的时间时代里面，我们活在这里
And what should we do then?
我们该怎么做呢？
We have a historical responsibility.
我们有历史的责任
We must do something for the Lord.
我们必须为神做一些事情
This world, well, even full of knowledge, so-called well knowledge explosion.
好像这是一个知识爆发的一个时代。
Yet, people are ignorant because they do not know the Lord and the salvation, the message of salvation.
但是人却是无知的，因为他们不知道神，不知道救恩。
I remember one author said, "Well, in this world, there are two kinds of people."
一个作家他这样说：这个世界上有两种人。
One kind of people have nothing to say, but they are talking over and over again.
以前他们没有什么好说，可是他们再在说一些话语。
They have nothing to talk, but they are so talkative.
他们没有什么可说的，他们就这样的多嘴。
But another kind of people,
但是另一种人
，they really have something to say, but they keep silence.
他们的确有些话是应该说，但是他们却是一直闭嘴，没有讲话。
I believe he is mentioning to the Christians, we really have something to say. We have message to convey. We have a gospel to witness. Yet we keep silence.
我想他是在提到基督徒们，我们有信息可以传，我们有话可以说，但是我们却一直是这样安静的。
We are so busy. We are occupied with many things.We are making a living. We are so busy. We think we are smart enough. We know so much things. Yet, we are so silenced because we did not study as much as possible the Word of God. Therefore, we have no word to say.
我们是那样的忙碌做一些事情，我们忙着过日子，以至于我们就没有时间，我们不愿意，没有话来讲给别人听。
If you're not saved, of course, nothing really. I have some nothing I should say to you.
如果你还没有得救的话，我没有什么可以对你说的。
Because this morning I am aiming to the Christians.
因为今天早上我是在对基督徒讲话。
But you are Christians. I want you. I urge you. I pursued you to have a sense of urgency because time is limited.
如果你是基督徒的话，我是在恳切的让你晓得。你要有那迫切感，因为万物的结局近了。
Since we have a sense of urgency, we must be somber and sober in our mind, so we may have prayerful attitude and a prayerful life.
我们要有那种迫切的感觉，以至于我们就可以谨慎自守、警醒祷告。
He said, "Be of sound judgment."
他说你要警醒自守。
Do we have sound judgment?
我们是有正确的态度。
If we do not have a sound judgment, it means we are not mature in our Christian life.
如果我们没有一个完全的一个判断的话，我就表示我们的基督徒生活不是成熟。
What is our value judgment?
我们的道德判断如何呢
？What is our value system?
我们的价值体系如何呢
？What is our real attitude to many things in this world?
我们对这个世界上许多事情的态度如何呢
？We are in this world, but we are not of the world. Is this true in our life experience?
我们在这个世界里面却不属于这世界的，这是不是我们生活的经历呢
？Do we have a very keen awareness of many things?From spiritual perspective,
我们是能够从属灵的眼光来看一些事情，看得很准确。
Are we really having sober spirits?
我们是有警醒的一个。
Oh, I hope this is not just the questions and answers, but rather we should think very carefully and examine ourselves in the presence of God.
我希望这不是一个问题跟答案而已呢，是我们真是认真的思想在神的面前。
We must meditate and we must think.Exercise our mental capacity and exercise our spiritual capacity so that we may have the real purpose of prayer.
我们在要用我们的心跟灵来好好的预备，来思想，来祷告，可以准备好我们自己。
It is a discipline of grace.
这乃是一种恩典的操练。
In our private devotion, because this is the most essential part in our Christian life.
在我们的个人灵修生活里面，因为这是我们整个基督徒最主要的一个部分。
It is the first step.In our Christian growth,
这是我们基督徒成长的第一步。
Nothing can supersede or take place of it.
没有其他的事情可以超越它。
Private devotion,
个人的灵修。
Take time to be holy.
成圣需要功夫。
Take time for your private devotion.
你个人的灵修也需要花时间。
You have no excuse for saying no time, no energy. That is not an excuse.
你没有任何借口可以说你没有时间、没有能力。
This is not the problem of time, but rather the problem of value.
这不是时间的问题，而是价值的问题。
If you think that is valuable, you must put the first thing first.
如果你看它是有价值的，你就把它看成是应该做的事情。
Oh, how important we should build up our devotional life. Devotion, discipline of devotion, is the first essential thing.
我们建立我们个人灵修生活是何等重要的事情，是何等主要的事情。
We know that, but we do not practice as we should.
我们知道，但是我们却没有照我们
的。We realize the importance of it, yet we do not discipline ourselves.
我们知道那个重要性，我们却没有操练我们自己。
Therefore, there's no excuse whatsoever. God is looking into our hearts, so we must confess our sins this morning, even in this worship hour.
没有任何的借口，因为神在鉴察我们的心意，所以我们在这个时候，我们没有可以向神可以做借口的。
I'd like for you to have a little moment.Each one will have a silent prayer for a few minutes, then I won't go on.
请我们先安静一点时间，我们自己有点时间安静思想祷告，那我们再继续。
I'd like you to examine yourself.
不要你反省你自己。
Sometimes when you are sitting here and listening, you might have a very passive mood. Now that is not enough. We must respond to God's voice from the Bible.
有些时候你在这边坐着听的时候是相当被动的，那样是不够的。我们必主动地对神的话语有所反应。
Now if you close your eyes,And bow your head.
请你低头祷告。
Forget your physical exhaustion.
忘记你那
or fatigue.
忘记你身体的疲倦。
And try to think very carefully about your private devotion.
很小心地思想你个人灵修的光景。
If you think that is not quite enough, I failed, I did not have very good private devotion. Oh Lord, forgive me, so that I really should build up this retreat. I learned.How to grow in my spiritual life, how much more important that we should really have very good private devotion.
如果个人灵修生活不好，失败了，求神赦免我，帮助我再次建立一个好的灵修，个人灵修生活。
Could you make decision for the Lord and also for yourself?
你能否为神为你自己立志吗
？Lord, help me.
主啊，帮助我。
More time.
让我有更多的时间。
For my private devotion.
做有个人灵修的时间。
This is my resolution.
这是我的决定。
This is my decision this morning.
这是我今天早晨的决定。
Help me, O Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我。
For me to grow in the spirit.
让我在灵里面能够成长。
And to grow in mind,
在心智上成长
and to grow in the grace of Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督恩典里面能够长进
Let us to have quiet time and examine ourselves so that the forgiving love of God might be available now to us.
那么有一点安静的时间，好让神那赦罪的恩典可以临到我们身上
We really know the forgiving love of God.
我们是否真实认识到神赦罪的爱呢？
Not only upon us, but also upon others.
不但在我们的身上，也在别人的身上。
Do we really have hospitality to others?
我们是不是真的能够款待别人呢
？Do we have a space in our heart and mind to accept and receive others?
在我们心里有没有空处来接受、来招待别人呢
？Is our heart open?
我们的心是不是开放的呢
？Do we really have a broad-minded spirit?
我们是一个开广的一个心胸呢
let us all examine ourselves
让我们一起来检查 反省我们自己
Dear Father You know our minds and hearts As we are in thy presence Nothing can be hid from you Oh Father we failed Very often in our fellowship with others Because we failed in our private devotionSometimes we do not have very good relationship with others because we do not have good relationship with you. Oh Lord, forgive us. Father, we know that we do not have a genuine love to others. We are so selfish. We are so self-centered. Oh, forgive us, oh Lord. Father, we like to have true and genuine love in our heart. We want to love you.Because you loved us first. So help us, O Lord, so that we might have love, even fervent in love. Because love covers multitudes of sins. 亲爱的主啊，求主你怜悯我们，因为我们不会有很好的交通与别的人交往，没有真的相交、相顾、相爱，因为我们没有好好的在你的面前有属灵的交通主啊求主你怜悯我们让我们真实能够在里面有爱因为你先爱了我们主啊叫我们真实能够会接待客旅不是物质方面的更是属灵方面能够接纳别人能够宽容别人因为爱能够遮掩许多的过错主啊求主你给我们有一个爱的心有一个爱的眼光有一个爱的态度看别人比我们自己强以至于让你自己的名得到荣耀也让别的人因为我们的缘故得到益处而我们自己也在属灵方面能够更加的长进而且长大成人满有基督长成的身量求主听我们的祷告 In the name of Jesus Christ we pray Amen Now we come to the third point
我们再看第三点
He said, as each one has received, as each one has received a special gift, verse 10, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
第四节说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Interesting enough, because in this translation said, each one has received a gift, a special gift.
尤其是这个翻译里面提到说，每一个人得到一个特殊的恩赐。
Perhaps you remember also we have read led by the pastor, well, the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
我们刚刚读到过《以弗所书》第四章。
We know that Christ gave us each one gifts according to His own measure.
神按照他自己的量度给我们每一个人不同的恩赐。
The Lord knows exactly which gift is good for us.
神知道我们需要什么样的恩赐。
We have different gifts.
我们有不同的恩赐
but we could work together
我们可以同工
in serving the Lord
来一起侍奉主
Is this wonderful because God knows exactly what we need
主知道我们需要什么不是很美吗
And we know that Christ is one and the Spirit is one because the body is one and Christ is the head of the body
我们知道一个主一个圣灵 一个身体，因为基督就是身身教会的身手。
And we know exactly we are members of the body.
我们知道我们是教身体的肢体。
And we should fit together.
我们必须彼此合在一起配
搭。By the power of the Holy Spirit.
借圣灵的能力。
We should work together in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们在圣灵里面一起同工。
We should be used by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须让圣灵来使用我们。
No competition whatsoever, only cooperation.
没有一点的竞争，只有合作。
Any competition is not normal.
任何的竞争都不是正常的。
Sometimes in the church situation, we could have some kind of competition.
有时候在教会的情况里面，我们也会有一些竞争。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because we do not know what I have in what gift I have and what gift you have.
因为我不知道我有什么样的恩赐，你有什么样的恩赐。
Sometimes I feel I'm smart enough, I have all gifts, but that is not true.
也许我觉得我很聪明，我有各样的恩赐，但这不是事实。
There's no competition whatsoever in the church situation, only cooperation.
在教会情况里面，没有一点的竞争，只有合作。
Our Chinese church really need to clarify the gift, spiritual gifts.
我们在我们中国基督徒的教会里面，我们就是需要那种合作的那种精神。
We must understand what is our gift or what are our gifts.
我们需要来明白我们的恩赐是什么。
So that we may exercise the gift properly.
于是我们可以恰当地运作我们的恩赐。
So we must discipline ourselves in order to exercise the gifts well and properly.
所以我们要操练我们自己，所以我们可以恰当地运用我们的恩赐。
For instance, when we study the book of Ephesians chapter 4,
譬如我们来刚刚读到以弗所书第四章。
Why Paul specially pinpoints or pointed out some special gifts like apostles and evangelists and pastors and teachers?
为什么保罗特别提到那边提到有先知，有提到教师、牧师、传福音的呢？
Are these most important?
这是最重要的吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为如此。
Why did Paul specially mention these?
那么他为什么特别提到这些事情呢？
Because he emphasized the ministry of the word.
因为提到那种话语的执事。
Because the apostle will emphasize the word, evangelist will emphasize the word, the teacher will emphasize the word, and the pastor will emphasize the word.
因为使徒、教师、传福音的牧师都强调到话语的执事。
Even though they use the word of God differently,
所以他们不同用不同的方式来使用神的话语。
They teach the word of God differently.
他们用不同的方式教导神的话语。
The emphases are different.
他们强调不是很相同。
But the purpose are the same.
但是目的是一样的。
All for the building up of the body.
都要建立基督的身体。
They are special gifts, so to speak.
他们可以说是有特殊的恩赐。
In the sense that God has special purpose of calling them.
因为神有特别恩赐来特别呼召他们出来。
In general term, we may say they are ministers.
或者说我们他们是牧师。
Ministers 是传道人。
传道人。
Not everybody is a minister.
不是每一个人都是传道人。
Not the minister's work is most important.
不是说传道人的工作最要紧。
But minister's work has certain position and place in the church life.
但是传道人在教会生活里面有他特殊的地位。
Unfortunately, in our Chinese churches, we do not realize that.
不幸的是，我们中国教会对这个并不认识。
Unfortunately, when we expose, we try to explain this passage, we try to neglect that.
不幸的是，当我们刚才读圣经的时候，我们就忽略这一点。
It seems that we everybody well, the church are all people, and some people have apostles gift, or some people have teaching gift. No, that is not true. I'm sorry, I must say very clearly.
好像是我们每一个基督徒，我们都有一些恩赐，然后有一些人他们就是这样使徒的恩赐，这是不是事实的。
This is a great disadvantage and the weakness of so-called Bible study group. No, please understand, I'm not negative to the Bible study group, but somehow they have a misconcept which I must correct.
这种一般查经班一个很大的一个缺点。
They feel that, well, everybody can study the Bible, and everybody can teach, and everybody can read some books, of course, everybody can teach. No, that is not true.
我们认为每一个人都可以读圣经，可以研究圣经，可以来教导圣经，但这不是事实的。
Oh, well, of course, in a broader sense, yes, but in the strict sense, that is not true.
一般来说这样是是的，但是严格讲的话，这不是事实。
Of course, everybody is a priest.
当然每一个人都是祭司。
Like Israel, every Israelite is a priest.
譬如像每一个以色列人都是祭司一样。
But there must be high priest.
这是一个大祭司。
There must be chief priest.
有主要的祭司。
Not because high priest or chief priest are higher or more important in position. Not at all.
并不是这些大祭司有一个更高更重要的职位，并不是这个意思。
But God has special call upon them and they should exercise and each one should respect and magnify the ministerial office.
而是神对他们有一个特别的呼召，让他们来服侍，有一个特别一个侍奉。
They have authority.
他们有权柄。
I think ministers have authority. I'm sorry, I must say that. Because not very often you can hear that.
我想传道他们有权柄，这是我们不常常听到的，但是这是一个事实。
What authority?
怎么样权柄呢
？Authority of call experience.
有对神呼召的权柄。
You are not called of God to be minister.
你并没有被神呼召做传道人。
You are some other profession. That's fine, because that is God's purpose.
你有其他的工作，这是好，因为这是神的目的。
But if you try to invade that area, I mean, I'm sorry, I use this word because you sometimes think, well, I can do everything. Well, that is not right.
但是如果你侵犯了传道领域的话，这可能是不对的。
If you really feel you should be a minister, you have a special call.
如果你觉得你应该是一个传道人的话，你会有一个特殊的呼召。
Give up your profession. Give up your profession. Even though you have a very high pay, give up.Because that is God's call, and you must respond to the call of God.
你必须要放弃你的职业，因为那是神呼召你。你必须要放弃你的职业、你的工作等等。
Go to seminary to have a training.
到神学院去受训练。
Seminary training is very important.
神学院的训练是很要紧的。
This is a special training.
是一个特殊的训练。
Therefore, that is authority of training.
那是一个权柄的训练。
And also, not training 训练 training. I mean the 训练的权柄。
那是有训练的权柄。
Because I have a training, I have authority.
因为我训练，所以我有权柄。
You don't know much about theology.
你不太懂得神学。
You are very smart. You know much about science. I know nothing about it. I should respect you as a scientist, but you should respect me as a minister because I have theological training.
你很聪明，你有很多科学的知识，你有经验，我应该尊重你。但是我有神学的训练，我是一个传道人，你应该尊重我这一方面。
But very, very unfortunate and also very, very tragic in Chinese churches North America. Many people claim that I know much.Oh, Pastor, I know much about it. I know much about it. I'm sorry you do not know because you do not have training. You do not have theological training. You do not know much about it.
不幸的是在我们北美洲中国教会里面，我们成长跟牧师讲，牧师我知道了很多，我知道一些，但是事实上你并没有受过神学训练，你懂得并不多。
We have the authority of call. We have authority of training. And we have authority of experience, which you do not have.
我们必须那种呼召的权柄，那种训练的权柄是你所没有的。
Therefore, I hope you must understand to magnify the ministerial office. Don't mix up with it. Because you respect other professions, you should respect the ministerial calling.
所以希望你可以尊重那个传道的那个职分，因为尊重别人的职分，你也应该尊重传道人的职分。
These ministers, what are they doing according to the book of Ephesians?
传道人在做什么呢？如果我们根据以弗所第四章的话
，to equip in old English to perfect things.
要成全圣徒，要装备圣徒。
You know, the word equip is really a very good translation.
装备呢是一个很好的一个字，很有意思的字。
You know, this word is a very interesting word.
它是一个很有趣的字。
Well, according to the Greek word, well, people do not really understand what it really means.
在希腊文里面，人们并不真正了解它什么意思。
Just only recently, because archaeological findings, there are many documents, then we understand what this word is.
最近因为考古学的发现，很多人就可以渐渐明白到那个字的真实的意思。
Equip means to mend, like to mend the net, fishing net.There are some broken points. You must mend the net.
装备好像是那种补打鱼的破网一样的，补破网。
And sometimes this is also a medical term. Interesting enough, I do not know about medicine. You people, some of you are doctors, physical doctors and physicians. I think this is good because especially talking about healing ministry.
那这边还是提到一个，也是一个那种医学的名词，那种医治那个释放在里面。
To correct something wrong in our physical body, and the physicians, doctors.Try to correct the wrong part.
来治疗纠正我们身体上一些错误的部分。
And even with a surgical treatment, surgery is necessary.
然后那也是一种手术性的一个动作。
Sometimes this is also a medical term because even in the first century, this word has been used in plastic surgery. Plastic surgery was also popular in the first century.
那个第一世纪里面，这个字也用来整容手术里面。
Maybe we are not pretty enough, so we need to have a plastic surgery.
也许我们不是很漂亮，我们需要整容的手术。
Well, that's true. The word of God not only to mend the broken part, not only to heal the wrong part, and also try to have a function of beautification to beautify.
但神的话语里面不仅是可以修补一个破的地方，可以把错的地方纠正出来，也可以美化。
And also, you understand that this military term, well, English, modern translation, English translation, try to put this word as to equip like a soldier being drafted and enlisted, and well, they should wear the uniform.
那这个字也是一个军事的名词，提到那种装备，让我们可以训练成为一个好的一个军人。
Our tragedy in our Chinese churches, we are not equipped yet, we try to equip others. How can this be?
我们中国教会的悲剧乃是我们没有被装备，我们却要开始来装备别人，这怎么可能呢？
Now I agree with Bible study group to discuss, but I'm afraid, just like I'm an undergraduate student, yet I sit with a postdoc student, and somehow first I should have a lecture, then we have a seminar. Even I do not know introductory material, how could I really discuss together with the graduate level?
我并不是反对查经班一起来讨论圣经，但是如果我没有读过大学的话，我怎么可以跟一些博士班的人一起坐下来做一些讨论呢？
Our discussion is too shallow and not scriptural enough. We are just talking whatever we see, and we try to understand the words only by surface, and we even do not understand the true and the original meaning of the word. That is a pity. Now, we must be careful enough. We must be equipped first, then we are able to equip others.
我们对圣经的话语认识是那样的肤浅，我们是看到表面的意思就在那边讨论，我们没有按照那个真实的意思。
Oh, someone said the seminary training is nothing because this is our knowledge. We are emphasizing life.But our mind must be disciplined because we must have a discipline of study.
比如说神学院的教导都是一种知识性的，跟生命没有关系，但是我们必须要操练我们的心智，我们要研究。
We have little spiritual experience, then we think we know everything, and we do not prepare much, and others do not prepare much. Even we prepare, we just bring or pick up few books, and then we feel we are smart enough to lead us a Bible study. I feel that is a very terrible mistake.
我们自己懂得并不多，但是我们就以为我们已经知道了很多，就来跟别人分享，那是一个很大的一个错误。
That is true. We must understand, know our gifts. If we really have the gifts, we should do our service properly.
我们必须真知道我们的恩赐是什么，以至于我们可以一个好的一个侍奉。
Again, I must say that if you really feel the call of God to be the minister, really emphasize the ministry of the word.Give up your profession, give up your high pay, and go to the seminary and study. If you do not feel the call, I think you should be humble enough to be taught and then try to teach others.
如果你没有经历到神的呼召的话，我就请你要谦卑下来，接受别人装备，然后装备别人。
No.
如果你被神蒙召的话，你就要放弃你的职业，放弃你的工作，到神学院受训练，然后出来装备别人。
Know our gift.
认识你自己的恩赐。
And then employ it.In serving one another.
然后在彼此互相侍奉里面使用它。
As the good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Whoever speaks, let him speak.
如果讲道，按着神的圣言讲。
As it were the utterances of God.
要按着神的圣言来讲。
Each one has definite gift. Don't try to assume that every good gift is mine.
每一个有不同的恩赐，不要以为 我有所有的恩赐。
Oh, of course, your English is good. You can read any English books, but that is not enough for you to learn the theological knowledge.
当然，你的英文很好，你可以读各样的书，但是那样并不够来做神学训练。
You may have very good, very eloquent. You are very eloquent. It does not mean that you could be the utterances of God. You are not the God's spokesman. I'm sorry, I must say that.
也许你口才很好，但是你却不能够作为神话语的出口。
You may have very good and many natural talents, but it does not mean the natural talents are spiritual gifts.
你可以有很多与生俱来才干那种，但是那种才干并不等于是恩赐。
So we must pray. We must have a good devotion. We must discipline ourselves in our private devotion so that we know exactly what is the will of God in my life.
所以必须要好好的祷告，有好好的灵修生活，以至于我们可以真实知道神在我生命里面的旨意是什么。
And whoever serves, let him do so as by the strength which God supplies.
若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量来服侍。
The only thing really teach us is what? Well, so as by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
这些侍奉都是要叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Don't glorify ourselves.
不要荣耀我们的自己。
Don't glorify others.
不要荣耀别人。
The only one we should glorify is our God, our Lord.
却一位是我们应该荣耀的，就是我们的主，我们的神。
To be relevant to the God.
向神敬虔。
To be humble among men.
向人谦卑。
To be diligent in our service.
在侍奉里面勤勉。
So that God might be glorified.
好叫神可以得荣耀。
I would like you to all stand up, singsing hymn number two.
我们都一起起来唱诗歌第二首。
To God the glory.
荣耀归于真神。
I think that is very interesting because also very important. This is only our soul, our soul, or only goal.
这是我们唯一的目标，把荣耀归于真神。
Let's all sing.
be the glory, great things he has done. So lucky the world that he gave us his son, who yielded in time the woman was in, and all the young him and all being holy. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let us hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let us hear all his voice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, Lord, to every believer, the promise of God, the violence offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus the pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let us hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Through Jesus, our Son.